In this bulletin, health officials say there are positive signs the tough restrictions imposed on Melbourne are working. An inmate in Melbourne's prison system tests positive for COVID-19. And in sport, organisers of the Olympic Games confirm venues and finalise the schedule for next year's event. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Health experts say the tough restrictions imposed on Melbourne are working despite the large numbers of cases being reported. Victoria recorded 428 more cases on Friday, the largest daily increase since the start of the pandemic. Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says the rapidly growing number of COVID-19 cases is disturbing, but there are signs the lockdown is working. Professor Kelly urged New South Wales residents to be cautious ahead of restrictions being reimposed in the state.
The fact that those restrictions will come into place in those areas of southwest Sydney next weekend is not an excuse to have a huge party this weekend. This is a very dangerous time. The virus is circulating in Victoria. We've seen what has happened in Melbourne. We did not want to see that happening in other parts of Australia.
From the 24th of July, New South Wales will limit indoor hospitality venues to 300 patrons after the 4-square-metre rule is applied and maximum group bookings of 10 people. Religious gatherings will be limited to 100 people, while weddings and corporate events will be capped at 150 guests. An inmate is tested positive to COVID-19 at a Melbourne jail. The inmate was showing no symptoms but was tested as part of the new pandemic measures upon arrival at the Melbourne Remand Centre. The state's Justice Department says his case is considered a low risk of transmission, but precautionary measures are being taken to test any staff members or other prisoners who may have come into contact with him. An experienced frontline Australian doctor has issued a warning to Australians as understaffed hospitals struggle to cope with the growing number of COVID-19 cases. Experienced emergency physician Dr. Stephen Parnas says healthcare staff are overwhelmed and the workload will increase if outbreaks continue to emerge across the country.
It is a very concerning and scary time because we are afraid that unless everyone follows the restrictions to the letter, these numbers will rise and things will run the risk of being out of control. But the anxiety is palpable. It's the most anxious time I've seen in my 30 years in medicine. And what we do is we turn to our training, the drills. We've had 3 months to prepare for this. We turn to each other. We look after each other. The provision of healthcare is an absolute team sport.
Captain Tom Moore, the 100-year-old who became a national hero in Britain by raising millions of pounds for health workers during the COVID-19 pandemic, has become Sir Tom after being knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in a ceremony at Windsor Castle. His endeavour touched the hearts of people in Britain and beyond as they faced the adversity of the coronavirus crisis, prompting Prime Minister Boris Johnson to nominate him for the award. Mr. Moore says he's privileged to have the honour.
I'm absolutely overwhelmed by that. I mean, it isn't everybody gets the chance to see the Queen, is it? I think that's marvellous for me. I don't. If I kneel down, I'll never get up again.
And in sport, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says he hopes next year's Tokyo Games can turn into a celebration for the whole world, in what he says may well be the first worldwide gathering after coronavirus. The Olympics had been set to begin on the 24th of July this year, but is now postponed until July 2021. No large-scale celebratory events are planned to mark the one-year countdown, but officials have confirmed next year's event will use the same venues and follow an almost identical competition schedule as the one originally planned. Mr. Bach says it's too early to give details on how many people will be able to travel to the Games and watch the events.
This depends, has to do also with travel restrictions, with quarantine, with everything. But it's too early to tell. We would like to see stadia full of enthusiastic fans and to give them all the opportunity to live the Olympic experience and to support the athletes. And this is the first line what we are working for.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, shower 217. Adelaide, possible late shower 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy 14. Hobart, becoming cloudy 12. In Canberra, morning fog and frost 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy 18. Much the same in Sydney. Similar conditions for Newcastle, a top of 19. Brisbane, sunny 23. Cairns, partly cloudy 26. And Darwin, sunny 32. This is SBS News.